Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to our Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am joined here with my co-host, who's riding shotgun, of course. That would be Jimbo Baggins. And I also want to welcome our Blog Talk callers. Remember, get in line.
You changed the freaking logo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me, Kim, for busting in like
that. That was mind-blowing. I was like, who am I?
Yes, and Blog Talkers, welcome, everybody. Glad to have you get in line. The sooner you're in the queue, the better, because sometimes the show ends before we can get to everybody. We want to welcome our Facebookers who are right now on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where we are streaming live. So if you'd like to see us in action, that would be the place to go. All right. So I want to mention to all who are listening and watching that I'm using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings we conduct here on the show. I want to make that distinction so nobody will be confused thinking it's tarot cards or oracle cards or any of the other types of cards using just an ordinary deck. There are many systems out there of all different kinds, but personal prophecy really does basically stand on its own. So I've stayed away from all those other methods in order to keep the material pure, I guess you could say. I also want to mention that I'll be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers. This is what I customarily do when I'm meeting one-on-one with someone, you know, but in that respect, we would lay them out many times depending on all the questions they may have. For time constraints, you can only lay them out once per call, but Jimbo is going to explain you can have up to two questions.
Just ask, but ask everything up front.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do the whatever, to get a private reading on psychiclovedoctor.com, you can ask him in front of the web. She'll do multiple card readings. You can ask him in the middle, during, end, if your one-on-one time. But this is a free reading time, and we got to limit things. Am I up now? We want to welcome everybody to this show. We also want to remind you that it is for informational and entertainment purposes and educational purposes as well. All of those, lots of pointuses. All right, and that number, because that is the most important thing, especially since we did a different show last night with a different number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you will go on hold, and you will hear the show like they tell you. If you do not hear the show, wrong number, maybe you called fat-fingered or just something didn't go right, just call again. Big deal. Call the right number, 515-602-9676. Do that. If you're international on the phone, or if you're international on Facebook, let us know, and we will give you a shout-out, like right now to Anne in Scotland.
Yay, Anne!
Anne just rocked in and said, hello from Glasgow. I like the rhyme. She's a poet. She don't even know it. Okay. What else do we want to talk about? Oh, Messenger folks, we'll try to make time. It depends how much and how many options we will try to open the floor to you folks. Now, the preferred method, because it speeds things up, is if you could do a Messenger audio or video chat to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. and then you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And the reason we say that is because there's instantaneous communication, like on the phones. When we, and we will, if all else fails, if we go to the chat thing, oh, we got Mike in the UK has arrived, too.
Yo, Mike.
They are rolling in. And Andrew, welcome, Andrew.
Andrew.
He's not international, but welcome anyway. He's been rolling in the last bunch of shows. That's the preferred. We could take the typed in questions if need be, but please got to bear in mind there's a big delay. There's a delay when you hear us and then you type it and then there's another. It's just delayed. Delay City, USA. It sucks.
Well, like I'm watching right now,
mm-hmm.
and your speech is not in sync with your lips.
Yeah, yours is, you're behind a little bit further. Maybe did it pause on you like it does?
No.
Oh, well, yours is even further behind, but it is what it is. But that's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about the...
What?
The delay. Yeah, there is that delay, by, like you said, by that. And then when they type, it's quick. It's instant. You know, instant, boom. But the delay of the video feed to them, right?
You always see, you know, somebody's confused.
What
name is Mike? Don't you see it?
No.
Andrew.
My name is Andrew Miller.
No, and then underneath he said, what name is Mike?
John Bill Clinton Smith. He has about 400 names, and that is, you know, that's, Mike is one of them. It's just not in that four block.
We suspect he has that many personalities to go with those names.
And he is from the UK. That's why we gave him international shout-outs. He is international.
Yes, and his tagline is, I did not have sex with that woman.
Okay.
They may not even know what that is.
Okay.
Some of them might be too young. It's all right.
Well, you know, also, don't assume that the Bill Clinton thing is our Bill Clinton.
Are there other Bill Clintons?
It's a pretty common name.
You think they wouldn't want to keep it?
I'm just saying, there's a lot of famous people with the last name of Clinton. I think there was a general in the... I don't remember what his first name was. I think there was a general in the British Army back during the Revolutionary War was a Clinton. I just don't remember his first name.
Interesting.
Okay.
John Bill is saying it's fine in the UK. You're in sync. So.
It depends. And then there's a lot of internet platforms and all this other stuff that can affect the delay. So you just got to roll. That's why you say it. And you can't messenger unless we tell you to, because we can't automatically put you on hold. Whatever. Deb, what are you doing?
And I agree with you. I was just going to whisper to her. All right, continue.
Yes, he did what?
I said he did not have sex with that woman, and she said yes.
Oh, I forget. I didn't remember. Well, yeah, well... Remember, the Rhodes Scholar that he is says, oh, well, the definition of sex wasn't clearly defined in question.
And then she kept that navy blue dress that had evidence of something.
Anyway. Yeah, it's called DNA.
Interesting.
Let's get this frickin' show on the frickin' road, all
right?
All right,
frickin' A,
But first, one last thing to discuss, the harps, the angels. When you hear that angel harp sound... Your reading with Deborah has been concluded. Remember, we asked you to get those questions right as soon as before she lays the card down. Say, I'd like to know this and this. And then when the cards get on, you talk. We don't get to add 3, 4, 5 more questions. Negative, Ghostwriter. This is a free reading show. We have to make time for other folks.
It's going to make you want to add more questions.
But you can't.
And the problem is
other people.
We don't have the time. Okay, but we're here just about all the time.
And? The best option on this planet for you would be to go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for a private reading, and then you can ask all the damn questions you want in that time block that you arrange. All of them. It could be anywhere. Every single question could not be related to the next. You know, it's your time. You reserve it with Deborah. And I'm not here with harps to bitch at you. So you got that going for you. Okay, now let's get that show on the road. 216.
All righty, here we go.
That is Ohio 216. You're caller number one. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. And who are we speaking to on the air?
I'm first. Oh, my gosh.
Indeed you are.
And this is Sharon?
Sharon. Hi.
I was hesitant, but I suspected when we saw your zip code or area code. Yeah. Well, how are you doing, darling? What's going on?
keeping busy, let me tell you. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, that makes time pass. Pretty soon it's springtime and, you know. So what
you
can
got,
I help?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, can you look in the card, see what you pick up in your cards like the next like 90 days, what's going to happen at work?
Are things kind of shaken up or, you know?
Thank
you. Go ahead. They're not reorganizing, are they?
It's just, you know what it is? It's tax season and we're just all very busy and overwhelmed with phone calls and tax questions and stuff like that.
Oh, there's one.
I got it, Deb.
Okay, he's got it all under control.
It's just I have to let the
all
page
right, Sharon,
take me to the page.
You and I will continue. Yes, yes. All right, here we go. Let's see what's coming for the workplace.
So I can only go as fast as Facebook lets me go to shut them down. Start me up. Buddy, gonna shut you down.
To me, that's really crude of them to, you know, interfere with our show. Come on in here and start poaching, you know, our audience.
Just looking for the money. It's all they care about, the dollar sign. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sharon.
Oh, you don't know. You're not on Facebook.
Yeah.
We also are simultaneously broadcasting on Facebook Live. And there is a place where people can talk during the that are watching Facebook Live and scammers.
Oh, God, and make comments. Oh, my God. You should cut that off.
The live people are cool. There's some other psychic competing sites out there that make these little programs that come in and try to tell everybody to inbox me for a great reading. They come in and just they try to spam everybody. So that's what I bitch about. Okay. We hate them. So I have to go onto their website and their webpage or their Facebook page and ban them there and then ban it from the stream here. So it sucks. But anyway.
Yeah. I got it. I get it.
It's the electronic world we live in.
So it's worse than impolite. You know, I don't go.
It is.
I don't go and kick the shovel out of their hands. So come on.
It's actually bullshit. But anyway, back to the reading.
Okay. Yeah. It's a wonder that you had some sort of intuitive thought that you should ask this question because things are going to get a little hairy in the office, okay?
Okay.
I think there are going to be some people leaving unexpectedly, you know. It seems to happen right at the time that you don't need to be shorthanded.
They're like disgruntled or are they going to be not leaving by choice or multiple things?
I think the work force is going to, the opportunity that's out there is going to start opening up.
Oh, you're
going to
find better
way.
And better places and greener pastures and all that shit.
Yeah, and as it should. I mean, we got to get back to our regular.
If something better is out there, you take it.
Yeah, motion that we had before.
What's wrong with doing better for yourself?
But you got a higher up man here. Who it brings that word disgruntled, he's going to be very disgruntled at how their absence or their loss is really going to slow down your work.
But as soon as somebody leaves, it affects the whole core that's still there. Yes, indeed. We experience that a lot.
And then if you get somebody new in, you've got to train them.
Yeah, they're not useful right away.
I know.
So expect emotions to be running high.
Yep.
Okay, he looks to be a very vocal type of superior, where if he's pissed off about something, let's put it that way, everybody's going to know it. And maybe right at this minute, you can't think of who it is. Could be even somebody above your office, like maybe on a corporate level, something like that.
Bosses, whatever the hierarchy is.
Yeah, and I feel that he's going to work his way down the chain of command chewing asses as it goes. So I think for you, you're just going to get the fallout from all of that. But just do the best you can do. Nobody could expect more from you than that.
That's all one can ask.
And you'll get through it.
She will survive.
You will survive. Yes. So there's...
So you think someone in our department of 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, if someone is going to leave in our department?
At least one.
Ooh! Well, that'd be a kick in the crotch.
I wonder who that's going to be.
Well, remember now, they could leave because of they've decided. Now, you know your people that you work with. You know them
mm-hmm.
as far as their situation. Maybe somebody's going to suddenly decide to retire. Another illness pop up. Somebody's got a dying parent, you know, or something that they have to take an immediate leave of absence and get out of there.
Somebody will do a great job of finding another job and nobody even has a clue they were looking.
Yes.
I mean, they do a great job. They just say, hey, guess what? 2 week notice. I just gave it. And we're like, wow. And you didn't even know that they were even contemplating it.
So I'm just alerting you. And that's the beauty of this method is that other methods seem to just pronounce, well, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. But this method allows you the freedom to work around what's being perceived. So by you having the pre-knowledge, this isn't going to throw you into a tailspin. Okay. And it'll actually be something you'll be like, mm-hmm, there it is. There it is. So your cards are looking pretty good. Are you actively dating anybody, Sharon?
No one's serious. The other one, I'm not.
Well, you've got somebody here that I think is coming back from the past. And but you know what? I feel that he wants to come back and just make some trouble, like confront you. I mean, he's not going to ever change. And people are capable of change. I've seen this constantly. A cheater is not always a cheater. And I hate when people say that, like on Jerry Springer and all those other shows. No, they're not. Anybody can change. They just have to want to. Yeah. So this guy, I think that you were right to put him out, however that transpired. And, he's got a really big ego, Sharon, as I'm sure you already know. Yeah. If it's somebody you're thinking of.
He wasn't even cheat, though. He's just a jerk. No, I know. Wow.
He was a jerk.
You see anybody nice coming in?
Oh, he's going to try coming in like a pussycat.
Pussycat,
he misses you. Oh,
you.
He is so
sorry. You're so funny.
Yeah. And then it's going to go into that cute little honeymoon phase. And then all of a sudden you're going to realize, I'm right back where I started.
The
before.
Jack is back.
Never go back. That's really unusual. I am a stickler with that. I never go back. So this is going to be unusual. I just let it happen. I'm not going to say I'm not going to look for anything. Just see what happens.
Well, I'm like you because once that beautiful feeling is gone, I don't see how you resurrect that. You know,
I've never gone there.
Right. Because there was probably some pain.
You mean she lost that loving feeling?
She did.
whoa,
that other guy said, I hate when she does that.
Yeah.
All right, but seriously, you know, I don't think you could get it back for this guy. He had his chance.
Okay.
You know? Yep. So you got great cards. Just bear with the threat that's going to come along. But I think you are a wonderful stress worker. You go home and fall apart, but when you're on the job, you are definitely a performer.
It makes a day go by fast.
Yeah.
All right, real quick.
You're absolutely right. I stay in control. You're absolutely right.
All right, the angel cards today, I forgot to mention, today's flavor is the Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle cards.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I think this is the cards that have a little English issue, so bear with me. The subject is trust your guts. No, not a plural, like you have more than one guts. Trust your guts. Trust your guts. All right, they're right off the bat. There's one translation. We're doing tense. Okay, when it comes to intuition, you have the strong gut feelings towards your own action. Deep down inside, you surely know what's next. So when these cards, sometimes they give you a little explanation, but the big deal is to trust your gut. and it tells you that you really are good at with your intuition. You need to rely on it and trust what's next.
Thank you so much.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Yes. And take care, and hopefully you'll give us a call again when you have a minute or two.
Have a wonderful evening, both of you. Thank you.
Oh, you too.
Thank you
for holding the meat caller
you.
One, and I am going to puke.
What is?
Okay.
Well, not for you.
Why are you going to puke?
Because the I can't keep up with the freaking numbers.
Uh-huh.
I can. I will. I must. Right. I forgot. I got to put you. I'm sorry. I need to put you back on hold. I will not hang up on anybody. No. All right. We're going to go to area code. Let's just this first so I can catch up.
Catherine.
Next caller, 703 up in Northern Virginia. 703. Welcome very much.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
It's Andrea.
It's Andrea. All
it is,
right.
Indeed it is.
Well, yes, because I called in late, and then I got disconnected from the something happened, and then I called back. And
yeah, life is crazy.
Well, you're here
I know,
now.
I know.
Well,
yeah, so I have a dilemma.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's nothing to do with my job. Nothing, not a job-related thing. So I don't know if I told you, my son's getting married. And
no.
My ex-husband is very tumultuous, and I mean, just we have a very tumultuous relationship. So anyway, fast forward Saturday, I go to a bridal party for my future daughter-in-law. They're doing all these speeches, and next thing I know, her twin sister is acknowledging, and I want to thank, you know, one more person for helping, doing everything. And she recognizes my Stephen's stepmom. She's like, I'm Stephen's stepmom, and, you know, blah, 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 gives a whole big speech. I was like, that's a slap in the face.
Oh, it is. Big time.
Yeah, like I was blind, completely blindsided. I was so hurt. Like, now I'm texting Stephen, I'm texting Christine. I'm like, you know how hurt I was? She goes, well, it wasn't intentional. People just want to see me happy and my, you know, everything to go perfect. I said, so do you think not me helping you with your bridal party would not go perfect? I'm like, what is wrong with you? So then I email my ex-husband. I said, look, we need to come together and be, you know, cohesive, you know, because we have to go to this four-hour event on Saturday, just, you know, the four of us together in a space, and I don't know if I can, you know, handle it if he can't be civil. So what does he do? Instead of contacting me, he calls my son and tells him that I contacted him. And then Stephen starts going off like ballistic, saying, you're not invited to my wedding anymore. If you come, I'm going to call the cops.
To who? Who's not coming?
To me. Yeah, he says, if you come to my wedding now, I'm going to call the cops.
Oh, welcome to family drama. I feel I feel like the queen of it. So this is not
surprising.
Go ahead.
I bet you $10. I bet you $10 that Vicky went dress shopping with Christine and her mom instead of me.
So who's Vicky?
Yeah. Is that the...
It's Kenny's wife, Stephen's stepmom.
Is that what you want to
I don't
know.
Know? No, I well, that's part of what I want to know. But do I go to this thing on Saturday, you know, this you know, big four-hour thing together? Do I go to the wedding? Do you really think we'll have cops and you'll have me arrested? I don't know. I mean, I'm just... He keeps texting me. I told him stop texting me because I'm not going to read your messages.
Well, okay. There's a weird dynamic involved when our sons take a wife. I don't know why these girls can't come in and just love us for giving birth to this husband she's got, but they don't. I haven't had a daughter-in-law yet that appreciates or wants me around, and they create a divide in the family.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm going to look at this for you and see what's what, but apparently it sounds like Vicky kind of wormed her way in there, right?
Absolutely, because she thinks she's Stephen's mother.
And she completely upstaged you. That is so wrong.
Yes. Yes. And I don't get a do-over. I don't get time to do this again. I don't get a do-over. I don't get another chance unless my other son gets married. You know what I'm saying? So you took that away from me. And she should have said, look, you know, I was going through the same thing with my ex-husband and my kids. You know, this is Stephen's mom. You really should have Stephen come help. But no. Oh, no. And I blame Christine and everybody else for not involving me and just, you know, doing what they want to do and not even consider my feelings. Just, it's part of my sentence. It's effed up.
Hey, I'm on your side, hon, because now the situation in my family is these girls have made it so hard. I can barely get a message to a son. I can barely send a gift for him. And the grandchildren don't even get to know me anymore.
Yes, what I'm saying, Stephen, you're going to regret this. I might got 30 more years left on this earth, you know, 30, 40 at best. And you're going to, this is how you're going to go. So you need some therapy for whatever, you know, when we got divorced, you couldn't get over the anger issues. You're taking the anger out on me, taking anger out on everybody else. And I think she's afraid of him because I think that he might just do something. And I think she just goes along with it because she's afraid of him.
Have you always had a good relationship with Steve, your son?
No, because he's an idiot, like his father.
Okay, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation.
No, I know.
Who's an idiot like his father?
Your son.
Oh, well,
my son.
You know, it's a chip off the old block.
Chip
there,
off the old block.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's better than DNA.
I give that marriage like 5 years, and then they're done. I you know.
Well, almost.
Yeah, the clock is
average
ticking.
Anyway, I mean,
as a mother, you hear the clock ticking.
Yeah, five years. Depends on the kid's situation,
and
if they have them early or later.
Like,
you know,
the more we dislike the girl they've chosen, the harder our relationship becomes with.
Well, I actually liked her until she pulled this step. I know she went wedding dressing shopping with the stepmom and her mom and excluded me. I know she excluded me in planning of any event that she had done, like a bridal shower and anything. I know she excluded me on purpose because she thinks that I'm going to cause drama because Stephen keeps saying she's going to cause drama. I haven't caused any drama. It's coming from Stephen.
Let me ask you, do you feel like you can face this event?
No, she got told she can't go.
I thought you could go, or did they say if you make trouble?
The last thing
he said, you know, that if I come to the wedding, he's going to, you know, have police escort me out, which is stupid. He's not going to do that.
I would make me want to show up 100 times more than anything.
But it's going to be really hurtful for you, Andrea. And I think you should really weigh this out.
He's not calling any
damn cops. Because I see it right here. That Vicky is working her way into what should be your position in this family. She should
exactly
be the one 50 steps backward. And
right.
So I think that a lot of this animosity is from Vicky. And what in
exactly
the hell,
I know it is.
What did you ever do to Vicky? Like
nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, boy. Women,
I haven't talked to her in like 17 something years because I just don't. I met her when we were getting divorced, and that was it. I mean, I see her occasionally here and there. I have nothing to say to her.
Well, like Jim says, he would go. But if your own son is going to call
the cops. He is not going to call the cops and have that be the memory of their wedding for the rest of their lives. 0% chance of that. They'll be like, hey, let's watch the wedding video. Should we skip the part where the cops show up? Come on, they're not going
to
do
that. Well, this is him right here. And sometimes I like to show the cards to the people that are watching. This is her son, Jack Clubs. And you are so right about him being the chip off the old block. He is.
Yep.
It's his father, the king of clubs, and he's the Jack.
Yep.
Then next to it is the card that shows the relationship, which is as your son. And then this card is red hot anger.
Fire.
He is pissed. He is really angry. And I think he's taking out more on you that you don't even deserve. But sometimes weddings become so stressful and there's so much petty bullshit.
That's why a lot of couples just punch out and they elope. they get so much pressure from both sides of the family and all these. Well, you know, we can only invite 100 people. Well, what about me? What about they? Just say, you know what? Screw it. Let's go to Vegas and screw everybody and get married.
Well, this is going to cause.
She should have put her foot down and said, you know what? This is your mom, and we need to invite her to do stuff. And I'm sure. No, Kenny. No, Stephen said no. She'll cause drama. I know exactly what he said. And I'm like, where is this coming from?
Can you try to talk to the bride?
I've tried, and she just, because I don't want to get in the middle, you know, because I don't want, you know, I hope you and Stephen can fix the relationship. Our relationship with Stephen and I, we're done. After this wedding, we're done. We're just, I'm done with him. I could care less.
It's hard to write off a child.
You're pissed off too right now, too.
And Kim wants to know where, this comes right out of left field. He said, is she menstruating?
Is she going through PMS right now?
To me?
No.
Well, I didn't ask that. I'm actually asking about the fiancé, the bride-to-be.
Who knows? I don't know. Who knows?
It could be, because you women transform into she-devils.
Generally, you don't plan a wedding when you're expecting Aunt Flo.
Okay,
Vicky has been trying to push her way in ever since they met, and she keeps saying, you know, like she pretends she's Stephen's mom, and my son said, well, no, Vicky raised me, you know. I said, but she didn't raise you. Yes, she did. It's like, was she there when you slushed your finger and had to sew your finger back on? Did she take you to the emergency room? He got divorced. My sibling was 18 years old. She didn't raise you, Stephen. You need to just grow up.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, your son has a lot of issues, and he needs to work them through probably with a professional. But it may not happen till he has kids of his own and he sees his own reflection and the influence that a father parent has on the child. If they have children. Yeah.
Well, remember
that's
now.
That's exactly what
I
told him.
I was talking about the PMS thing. That was Saturday. Then this all went haywire. That's not the.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how long they've been planning this bridal shower, but you know, like I said, I was never asked, never even considered. I said, you know, my feelings are completely hurt. I said, you know, you didn't even consider me. I feel like I'm the stepmom and Vicky's the mother.
Exactly, and we all feel for you. I know we're seeing. Things are, you know, we're getting messages and stuff that it's really tragic that people have to behave this way. And what should be the best, one of the best days in a family?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for you, Andrea. And I can't see a resolution here unless your son calms down.
Yeah, he's not. I haven't spoke to him. I told him, I said, whatever text message you send me, I'm not going to read it. So just stop sending them. I'm not reading them.
Do you have a gift for them? Have you planned a gift? I want to suggest this.
It might be on the registry.
Is it on the registry or did you?
No. What I did is their proposal picture that they had done. Their photographer. I mean, the. When he got done proposed, I took that picture and made it into a painting.
Ah,
oh,
that is pretty
beautiful.
Badass. That is pretty
badass. You know what I think? A way of kind of smoothing this over, if possible, with class and grace.
When's the wedding?
Coming up.
April 15th. I'm sorry. Yeah, April 15th.
It's 5 weeks away. This is the height of anger.
Okay.
There's a lot of time where things will change. Right?
See what happens.
Or what do you got? I mean.
I was going to tell her. See what happens.
Yeah.
I would put on what I was planning to wear to the wedding, and I would show up with the gift.
It was key, call them cops.
And see how they would react.
I was hoping I was going to have it sooner. I could bring it to like the tea ceremony or like the rehearsal dinner. But I'm afraid about Saturday because I have to be with them for 4 hours in a room together for 4 hours, and I just don't know if I can, you know, my anxiety can handle it.
Well, maybe okay. This is something I've had to do is think about how much more I love my son than I hate what he's doing, and mine have done some. Kind of really mean, hurtful things to me. But I thought, I love you more than what you're doing. And if you show up at this, with something on Saturday, you say?
Yes. It's a rehearsal for the tea ceremony. We have to wrap gifts. We have dinner, and then it's like a walkthrough. But it's 4 hours.
Like this coming Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Yes.
Well, that's.
And he told me not to come. He said, "Just I don't want you there. Don't show up."
Doesn't this seem really out of character for him? Or is he very argumentative?
He's been like this, but this is definitely a whole new level of hate.
Oh. Well, I think you should go Saturday. It's something about the gifts. Bring your gift. And then let's see. And go in there. You can be, what is that?
Well, I'm not bringing gifts. We have to wrap the gifts that they've had. It's like a dowry. We have to wrap all these gifts that they're going to do in April for the wedding, for the tea ceremony. We're just going to go and do like a rehearsal for it.
Okay. Well, I told you not to come, but I would still make a showing.
Oh, well, I told her not to come to the wedding.
Yeah, but the wedding's still... Fences can be mended.
Well, I'm just saying, they didn't say
that time of that wedding.
You
know, your son may end up feeling like an ass.
Seeing
you show up,
pussy whip.
You know, being very, going there very demurely and, you know.
That chick bent his ear, ripped him a new one, and he took it out on her, his mom. She got all pissy with him in the scenes. So by the time he called his mom, he's like, God damn it, I want you to come to the wedding because of her. Not because of him.
I contacted his father. I can do what the hell I want to do. You don't owe me, Stephen. You don't control me. You don't owe me. You're not a control freak like your father. I don't give a crap what you say. You don't control me.
Well.
Yeah, well, you know.
Try to call us before Saturday.
Yeah, I would.
Because
right now,
emotions are running
That's
high.
That's the thing.
You know, and the cards get very influenced by that.
Yep.
I think you're going to be at that wedding.
To me, I always look at it like it's spilling over out of a glass into the reading. The glass is full of ire.
And show them you're bigger than that. That you love your son. And boy, that chick, not Vicky, the new wife-to-be. Mind her
Christine.
Peace with you, because you're going to be a grandmother one day for them, and you don't
exactly.
You know,
all right, real quickly, the subject of your lighted goal pathway oracle card is forgive. The highest octave of a fulfilled soul is letting go of the ugly pieces of life that are happening. Keep giving.
Isn't that apropos?
It's called true love.
It is. It
Forgive.
Is.
So apropos.
I think so.
What did she say?
It's apropos, what you're reading.
What do you mean apropos? That word is not in here, first of all. So don't say I misread a word.
No.
Okay,
means,
all right. Just want to make sure.
It's appropriate.
Yeah. Very appropriate for
Because apropos is a word, too. Remember, people will say apropos of nothing. And then ask a question.
I'd like to say, appropriate. Why do you got to say some kind of fancy word to make yourself look like you have 10 degrees in college?
You call up the Oxford Dictionary people.
Like when they quote, like, frickin' Julius Caesar, et tu? Why don't you just say you too?
Brutal.
It's so apropos. It's just, you're just so right on the money. Just so correct. It's like, you couldn't be any better than with that.
Well, I agree with that, too, but I just didn't know. I thought you guys said I mispronounced the word because the reason I say that is I'm reading cards that are badly translated.
And it looked like you said octane.
No, I said octave, and that's what it says.
What does that mean?
An octave. It's like a different level, different octave, which is stupid. It's like a voice singing octave. There's different octaves.
I've never...
Octave. No. It's like, each time you go up a different octave.
It's another octave.
Octave is a freaking word, then.
Okay.
They
I'm
didn't probably use it right, but that is a damn word. That one I recognize.
All right. Are you going to be around Thursday or Friday? I'll have to call and see if I can get like a closer to the wedding, to the Saturday thing.
Friday is 100% guaranteed unless the world's coming to an end, and then you don't give a shit about
Friday. All right. We'll check Friday to see if about Saturday.
likely before that, but Friday's the for sure. That's all.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
You
but
call.
We will watch for your area code.
Okay.
And we'll help you up. Okay.
All right. You guys are the best. I love you.
We love you too.
And Wednesday is pretty sure tomorrow's a. That's a pretty high probability.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hang in there.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
God, that there is so much of this going around.
Well, and
maybe it always was this way. I don't know.
You see a lot of movies on there about that kind of stuff. All right. Let's go to Lisa. You know what? Lisa, you got to do something about
this. Can you guys come back to me? I'm driving.
We can do so. We shall do so, Lisa.
Yes.
Stand by.
Thank you.
All right, move on. You can't be typing and me typing.
Well, normally there's a way for me to come in there as Deborah Lee, but I forgot how to do it. Oh,
you can't come in there as Deborah Lee because then nobody would be able to messenger you. But I don't like this. I thought you were just going to watch. I can type.
I'm trying to.
I might quit here. Guys, I might be out in the bar next time she does a goddamn show here. She keeps changing the rules.
You are a temperamental diva.
Well, you can't do that. You can't say, I just want to watch. And then you start typing like it's me typing. And you say gay girly shit. It's like, that's not me. That is not me. I don't do that. She goes, ha, 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 at comments. I don't say, ha, ha, ha.
You are having a hissy fit, honey.
I'm angry. And we're going to go to, because I didn't want to do this. See, I have no power here. I'm also just... take my little man junk and just throw it out the window and just mail. I'll go to Amazon and see if I can get a vagina. I have no power here.
How does any of this relate to your prior no-no spot?
Because it's like there's like every relationship, even in the homosexual relationship, there's always somebody that's the masculine and somebody that's the feminine. And somebody, like a lot of times, you try to be equal on decisions, but if there's a tie, then you would think the masculine guy would get the thing. Nope. Masculine person, if it's a tie.
Now, remember, what we women have, men will fight wars over.
They used to. Not anymore.
Well,
you guys are a dime a dozen.
The good ones aren't. You'd have to prove yourself to a good one. You would. That's why I tell these women,
define a good
keep
one.
The bar high. Do not put yourself on the clearance rack.
How do you know what a good one is?
We women size each other up.
I don't care. How do you know what a good one actually is? That's what I thought. All right, let's go on. Let's take that. Let's go to...
He wouldn't let me finish.
No, I'm not going to let you finish because you don't know. So we're going to go to area code 219, which is Indiana 219. Thank you very much because a woman will not know what a guy thinks. Thank
Hello,
you. Thank
there,
you
Indiana. How
Why
are you? How are you? Hello.
Gotta wait. Just be patient.
Hi.
Hello, 209 Indiana. You are next on the Psychic Love Doctor Show. You've been waiting for a long time. And perhaps you wandered away thinking, I can go to the bathroom for 2 minutes. Oh, surely they won't call my number. We'll put her back on hold. And we'll move on. Who's next on our list? Ah, we are very familiar with this. I don't need to look this up.
That would be our leading.
This would be 630, the area code that is in Illinois, but
is probably it, is Wisconsin.
If it's Lily, it's not Illinois.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Awesomeness.
Of course. What's up, honey?
Okay, so it's like... today's a full moon in Virgo, so I'm just hoping like a lot of this is just kind of break and this is just a side effect of the full moon. Because like this can't just keep going on like it is day after day after day with the harassment from the Twitter and the YouTube. And it's all day, every day. They don't let up on me. And so today, I mean, I know it's online and I should ignore it, but like I told you the other day, they literally are, like, threatening, like, they put my family's information out there. They're like, oh, I'm going to Chicago, and if you know, you know. I'm gonna, like, it's just really out of hand. And so then today I spent a lot of time working, like, with Walgreens because they are actually trying to help me, and again with Twitter. And then I called the guy who helped me before that works and with he's an FBI agent, and he was the one that helped me before, and he's familiar with like the case I'm working on and everything. And I was like, look, this is disrupting my life. Like, you can't believe. And I understand that I could always do a lawsuit, but this has got to come to an end. Like, they're threatening me and stuff like that. This is just beyond, like, this is not a parody. This is stalking. This is harassment. Like, what do you see? Do you think that guy is going to help me like he did before? Or, like, this can't just keep going on like this.
Sadly, you are stepping out into the spotlight. You're becoming a public figure. And you think they, all of them, the sports, you know, those who are well-known in sports, those are who are actors. Jim is saying,
there's the negatives of all the positives.
And you've taken a stand on what you believe happened. And what should occur is you'd have people behind you saying, oh, yes, we are with you, Lily, all the way. And then there'd be, your haters, your detractors, who actually propel you to even greater heights in terms of popularity. Okay? I've seen a lot lately when a story is written. Oh, geez, there was one written on, Harry and Meg Markle. This was they came out in a story basically saying, oh, poor us, you know. We're blah, 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 and, you know, the royal family hates us and everything. And now they're starting to put Instagram comments into articles. So there would be, you know, pros and cons. You have to have a balance in your writing as far as putting out some content. But you've got to separate yourself from that.
It comes with the territory, is what they say.
It really does.
Yeah, if you go into that realm, there's going to be a lot of poop and nasty, crappy shit and people going,
like, if it's,
trying to hack you and all that stuff.
Yes, they've been trying to, they tried to hack me too. Like, and if it's just the internet, like, fight or whatever, that's fine. It's just, it can't escalate to physical violence or some attacking. Like, I don't have relationship with my family, but at the same time, I don't need them to be involved with what I'm doing either. And so I need support behind me. I'm getting to the point where it's like I have to have like someone like from law enforcement or a lawyer or something like behind me here.
Okay. Do you have a concealed weapons permit? You should get
No.
Well, you should get one.
I was going to look at Wisconsin laws.
And then
they're going to know where I'm registered, and I don't want to be found.
What do you mean they're going to know where you're
registered? I'm carrying a knife, though. Because you got to be licensed.
Gangsters.
They've been running background checks on me. They broke into my pharmacy records over at Walmart. Like, it's beyond
where you live, then,
being a parody.
It might not be your thing.
Okay.
She just threw it out there. If it's your thing.
I'm carrying a knife.
It's your option.
I don't want to shoot anybody.
Carrying a knife, that'll look great when somebody blows a hole in your head. I'm just saying, you know. I got a knife.
You can't bring a knife to a gunfight. I'm sorry. There's no way. And, you know,
not
what?
Trying to throw paranoid stuff
I used
in
to
here.
Get a lot of, when I wrote for a big city paper, and I was covering the military, I got a lot of hate mail, and some of it I even took and ran with it and would put it in the next column and address it. And there would be great big guys that would approach me in a store and say, they'd go, hey, aren't you that lady who writes for the paper? And I'd be looking at them like, who wants to know? And they would say, we just want to come over and thank you for supporting us, blah, blah, blah. In your case, you are trying to bring a murder case to justice. All right. And remember, I don't know if you're old enough, some of you that are watching and stuff, but when O.J. Simpson was arrested for that killing of his wife, and this is way back, 90s.
No, it was in the 90s. It wasn't like a
It was 1993, I think, right?
It was in the early 90s. I was in the Navy.
There was so much conjecture about the crime scene had been tainted. You know, they didn't do this right. They didn't do that. And they basically, like, burned one of the cops at the stake. What?
Because he'd got million-dollar lawyers that just threw up such a smoke screen. All you got to do is confuse a jury and make them not think that they have reasonable doubt, and they're going to. And if you got million-dollar lawyers, they'll make up all sorts of shit. You know, the bottom line is, if you ever want to know about that case real quick before Deborah carries on, watch. The one thing they could not show was when he was driving around with Bill Cullen in that freaking white Bronco with a gun to his head. Watch that conversation that went down. He admitted all that shit, but he hadn't read his rights or anything. So they couldn't show it, but he basically admitted that he did it. Anyway, back to this.
Yeah, well, I see here this is going to have a very...
Well, he did. Watch
this will have a favorable outcome for you. But it doesn't hurt. I mean, you're a good-looking lady, cute little dog. It wouldn't hurt to be carrying, you know, concealed. Or you can wear it on your hip, too, where they can see it. But, I mean, I think that it wouldn't hurt to... What is that, the Second Amendment? Having the right to...
Right to bear arms.
It depends on your state and your local laws. That all depends on the state and local laws. You have to follow those, or you could get in big trouble.
But your cards, we got to get back to the reading.
Yes,
the cards are actually showing this is going to boomerang in your favor. I've seen you're going to get a lot of, you're going to get a lot of notoriety, attention. People are going to want to cover you in stories. I could see you going on the morning, you know, talk shows, Good Morning America and all of that.
No, finish your sentence.
I lost it. But the thing.
Really? I just said you.
I know, but I'm very short term when we're doing the show.
Yeah, pretty soon we won't even be able to remember where our pants are pretty soon. We'll show up on the set with no, I forgot to wear my pants. No, go ahead.
He's killing me tonight.
Softly?
Okay. Yeah.
With my words? Or with my song? Am I killing you softly with my song?
Okay, let me compose myself here. You should not pay attention to those miscreants that are out there trolling the internet.
What the hell was that word you just said?
It's a good word.
Miss what?
Miscreant. M-I-S. C-R-E-A-N-T.
What in the flying hell does that word mean?
Basically, a person that likes to make trouble, they have no conscience.
So you should watch out for those troublemakers.
The gangster types, the trolls, whatever they call them. Don't and never try to defend yourself to them wherever you're... social media is.
Don't engage them. Ignore is the best thing, especially if you're accepting this lifestyle. You have to not engage 99% of the conflict.
You
99%, and if you get good enough, you'll have a publicist or an agent that'll actually tell you, I've already filtered out all the shit you don't need to see, and here's one that I think you should.
There's going to be crackpots by the plenty.
It's what they say,
coming
you know.
At you.
If you get all this, here's all this good life, there's going to be some baggage with it that you don't like.
Here, you're right at the top.
It is what it is, right?
This is like the present situation. It means the path, the way you're going, is the Two of Hearts is the best damn card in the deck. That's the card of success, self-fulfillment. When I teach it, I imagine you hear your name being called in an auditorium. You've done something. You put together some very hard work on a project. And they're calling Lily, and you stand up, and everybody's clapping. Oh, my God.
So probably in her case, she'll probably, starting out, there'll be stories that reference, they quote her. We have to quote her.
These two here are people that have a talk show or a daytime show.
And they have to be careful to quote her, or she could sue them.
You could end up on, what's his name, that disc jockey, or that Howard Stern, he's still...
I don't think he cares about that kind of stuff, right?
Well, he might want to get
he's disgusting. Maybe Joe Rogan.
He wants porn stars that are robots and give blowjobs to banana. He wants really crazy,
yeah,
weird stuff.
He's
he
like
doesn't want anything serious that's normal. He's still, even though he's evolved a little bit, he's still what they call, remember they called him shock jocks?
Yeah.
He's still that. He's not going to want it. He doesn't want to talk about this cool, average shit. He wants bizarre, crazy shit.
Well, I was using it also as an example that you're going to get approached.
Right.
You don't like Joe Rogan.
There's a lot
either.
Of reputable places. Like,
yeah.
I think Nancy Grace would have her. She's kind of reputable.
Oh, I could see she'd eat.
She is in. She not listen. Well,
yeah.
She might not need her up to hate her. She might eat her up and just love that she's feeding.
That's
all this
what
stuff.
I mean.
Oh, eat
no.
up what you're giving her, not eat you up.
Because just remember,
she loves
what
that stuff.
Is one of the things that breathes life into the internet and has for a very long time. Controversy.
Yep.
Conspiracy.
Somebody doing this, stirring the pot.
Yes.
Stir that damn pot.
And look at Fox News has a terrible reputation for making shit up.
They don't.
They just twist things a little bit.
Well, but
yeah.
Based on their rival. Each them and CNN accuse each other of making shit up. But you know what? That's why I ignore them too and try to find somebody in the middle.
Yeah,
I like Fox News. Fox Sports is cool. Has nothing to do with politics. I love Fox Sports.
Well, when these people find out who this young man is, and I've not said because I feel it's your job, Lily.
We say nothing.
It's your job.
I don't want to put it out there like that because
you don't have
people
to.
Will be looking for
nope.
me. I don't want that.
Nope, no problem. We're just not even going to give any hints. I know nothing. It's all up
but
to
I
you.
But I would bet British TV
nothing.
Will pick you up, have you on for an interview. I mean, you could end up all over the place. And a lot of times they'll just interview you from where you live.
Well, yeah. I mean, you see that all the time nowadays. Yeah. Nobody has to fly anywhere.
But if you ever read, do you ever interact with the Daily Mail website in the UK?
UK, there's a bunch of them.
I love it because you know what it's like. They don't care. They're going to put stories out there. I'm sure they're all checked out. But they like the grittier, the better. And there's another one that I think is called The Sun. I don't know. You people would
know.
We
got plenty of places here that don't give a shit either, Deb.
No. National Enquirer has kind of died down.
I'm not talking about them. There's newer places here.
Oh, magazines?
No. Go on. Here's how you learn. Go on Google News and start looking at stuff, and you'll see. Click. It's like, oh, look at that. There's a reputable site that I wouldn't even know existed here.
Yeah. So, Lily, stop being afraid. You're going to attract this to you. You've got to be strong in your power and your conviction. You put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this manuscript. It's worth something.
And you could be doing an expose on something that's not even this serious, and you're still going to get threats.
Oh, how about if you stood out
anything.
And you said, nursing mothers should not breastfeed their children.
It doesn't matter what, if you go out
public.
There. Somebody's going to think, I'm going to kill you. Somebody's going
to
do that.
We went to a Mexican restaurant, do you remember? And that woman whipped out, I mean, she just opened up her whole shirt, and it was at a table predominantly men, big table.
Oh, yeah, abuelos.
And she just got that kid right there.
Yeah.
There's a manager or something standing over her. Yeah, they're all...
Yeah, abuelos.
They're all fantasizing about her boobs. So,
yeah, you know, I know that it's because they're taking a stand. It's like a mini protest. That's what they're doing.
Do you know how many mothers would come out of the woodwork at you? And they do this almost like, you know, you could put a nice cover.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm plenty. I'm like one of the oldest people and all the people I work with. And I've been with the mother. And they do. They have a little sweater and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. That was somebody doing the protest thing. I will do this because I have the right. You know, it's like, come on, bitch, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I did schedule that podcast that you told me to do for tomorrow. So that is, you told me to do that the other day, so I scheduled it. We're going to do it tomorrow. That's one thing. So I'll keep going, and I will look into carry concealed or whatever. I will look into that.
No pressure. You have to be 100% okay with that.
With what? Carrying?
Yes. There's a lot of responsibilities with that. And education and familiarity and you can't be hesitant and scared to do so. You shouldn't
Cho's
do it.
Cho's here. Yeah.
You should not do it. Oh,
yeah.
Lynch, I don't have it because I'm out.
So hey, welcome, Cho.
International Salute to Cho,
yeah.
Deb said. Yep.
Women more and more are doing this for their own. Imagine if you're taking your dog for a walk in the woods. All right, let's just imagine right
That's
now.
A whole different
here
mode,
comes a deer, and because it's rutting season, and they see your little dog as a threat. And you know those hooves on a hooves, they can kill people. And if you had to pull that gun out, would you not shoot that deer?
See, but there's a lot of scenarios here. If you're out in the woods, you're probably out in the country, and you're not concealing, and you're in the woods. You can walk around with a gun, and you have a gun in your vagina or up in, or on top of your head if you want. I'm just saying, if it's when you're in the city, the urban life, where you have to be careful. That's what I'm saying.
Joe is obsessed with vaginas.
Oh.
I have to get the one that
and
was
that,
like
I'm supposed to be offended
too.
When you said that. I'm just saying, you know, follow the local laws.
Yeah.
The state and local laws, and you, if you're not 100% comfortable, you don't do it. Never take on a weapon if you're not comfortable with it. You shouldn't do it. Don't do it. Get pepper spray or something else. Don't do it.
You have to be confident that in the right situation, you are going to use that gun.
You can't be scared of it. If you're scared of it, don't do it.
Or it'll be turned on you.
Don't be scared of it. If you're scared of it, don't be ashamed, but just find another thing. Get pepper spray. Maybe there's licenses to get the little freaking...
What's that? Oh, the taser? Not taser.
No, the taser is the one. Yeah, the taser is the one, the short-term one, and then the...
Yeah, what about a taser gun? A taser gun would be fine.
Yeah.
It would be. You just got to look at the laws where you are. Yep. It absolutely
would. Okay. I'll do that tomorrow.
Get a panic button. I have one.
Tasers are harder to get because that's the one that shoots the dart out. But the stun gun is the one that they allow the most because you can keep it in your purse and go, brap.
Yeah.
Thanks for looking.
Thank you.
I don't want to encourage everybody to take on firearms if they're not comfortable.
Yeah, and there's a lot of places you can't take on the federal building.
Oh, yeah, and
a restaurant.
I'm just saying, if you're scared
alcohol,
to touch that thing, it scares you. You should not have one.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Lily.
Thank you.
All right, we're moving on.
All right, hon. Did you give her her card? Oh, yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did.
But she's listening.
All right.
The subject of your Oracle card is rearrange. Your tasks or plans need getting a practical and chronological approach. Make it an even a little more specific divide. Divide the big tasks into smaller steps and balance your work better. So you got all this stuff going on, so you might have to push kind of a reset button, step back, make a little chart priorities and all this. Basically, that's what it's saying. Some people do it on grease boards. Some people do it on the computer. Some people do it on a piece of paper. Maybe just step back and, all right. This is here I am. This is what I want. How do I get there? You put the little things there, and then you try to figure out little things in between.
People that have ADD or ADHD
can't do that.
It's really hard for us to stick to something like that, but we need to. We need to because otherwise we're just kind of all over the place. You know, like I've said, I could go online to do some serious research,
and then
all of a sudden I'm over here watching a squirrel on roller skates or something like
that. Should be listening to inspirational shit on TikTok.
Just because the mountain you tried to climb isn't success, it's a failure.
I hear this all the time. Like, Jesus freaking Christ, I'm going to go nuts listening to these people. And they play music in the background. All that inspirational shit.
Yeah, it's not shit.
But if you listen to so much inspiration, it makes you want to find a cliff to jump off of eventually.
It's to inspire.
It inspires me to want to fling myself into a volcano. When you hear it 15 hours a day. All right.
Joe is asking, what do you mean the hose pipe? What's that? What's a hose pipe?
I don't know what he's talking about. Remember, I'm not on here typing. I bailed out because she starts talking about legs and chicks, and it looks like I'm typing. I'm like, oh, screw that. I'm not going to do that.
Shall we? You weren't supposed to type. Shall we go to our...
We're going to Lisa.
Arizona correspondent. We've been working
on... Hey, Lisa, are you okay to talk now? Lisa? Lisa, are you okay to talk? She might be in transition.
Okay, somebody
next.
Wrote in here, it's good. It will be Jimbo versus the volcano.
Yeah, Joe versus the volcano. Exactly. That's where I actually, that's what I was thinking about that, true. Who, I don't know who said that. Right on the spot. That's what I thought about. Who said that?
Catherine.
Ah, yes. She's done it.
Catherine is holding court here. Yeah.
That is actually what I was thinking about, Joe versus the volcano. I'll put myself in a volcano. That's what I was thinking of. I remember that. That was the Tom Hanks movie.
And Meg Ryan.
I never actually saw the whole thing, just bits and pieces, but I laughed.
He had a brain cloud.
Yeah, and he was going to be the, I'll sacrifice myself because I'm going to die anyway or something. And then,
yeah.
Yep. All right.
I heard Meg Ryan is the other sister say a word I'd never heard before, flibbertigibbet. She said, I'm just a flibbertigibbet.
Okay, well, I'm a schmagabuluka. I mean, so you make up a word. Who cares? 520, Lisa, are you back yet? Lisa. Oh, Lisa. Right, we shall move on. I shall take the next in line. Oh, here we go. Is it really? I thought we just...
What, did we run
219, off? Indiana. 219. Hello? Hello, 219.
I'd probably go off looking.
Wait a second. Okay, well, let's just one more time, and then we can go to Facebook, folks, if everybody seems to be asleep. At the
we'll leave Lisa on. She'll come back.
Well, don't hang up anybody. Just mute
it. Oh.
We're going down the line. 651, are you here?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Christiana.
Oh,
it's Christiana from our home state.
Minnesota girl.
That is 10,000 Lakes. Yes, indeed, the Gopher State.
How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing all right. I have a question about an apartment complex, and it's called Maplewood Apartments. I was wondering if you see me getting in there or possibly somewhere else.
Did you try? Did you contact them? Contact?
I've talked to the lady that works in the office, and I'm going to do an application.
Oh, okay. Here's a question for you, since you're out there apartment hunting. Do they run a check on you, like your credit score? And I don't know if they run a place.
Yeah.
Well, they do. Well, it makes it hard. You know, it makes it hard for people that maybe have their credit is shot, okay? So they get a job, or do they get a job? Because the job is going to run a credit report on them, too. And if they're bad with money, they're
depends
not,
on the job. It's like 7-Eleven's running a freaking credit report on you. I'm just saying.
And if you do get an apartment, you have to look good on paper.
Well, and it's stupid, too, that they say, oh, it's a non-refundable application fee. You know what? I'm going to refund the fee I did to your mom the other night. That's such crap that they do that. They never used to do that. What's this non-refundable fee shit? I want to move into your apartment and give you an ass ton of money, and you make me have to pay money to try to move there?
First, last, and deposit.
Yeah. How does this work? I mean, I feel like I'm a rape victim getting ready. I'm setting myself up to get raped. How does this work?
It's not right.
It isn't right, and it's a standard now.
Because too many people ruin it for the rest of us.
Well, COVID also really ruined it.
Like with pain medication, your doctor's like so stingy, you know, to give out when you've got an injury or, you know, had surgery or whatever. It's because of all those stupid drug seekers.
Yeah, your regular family doctors. Mm-hmm. If you go to
you're
having a procedure from an orthopedic guy and it's short term, he'll just throw it at you like a truckload.
That's right.
Yeah, because he knows it's only like 1, 2, 3 months and then I don't have to deal with you if you're addicted. Fuck you if you go to your family doctor.
Go to an addiction.
Yeah, then you got to deal with your addiction with your regular family doctor.
I think if there's a good possibility that you will get in there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I just see it here and I feel good about it. And one thing I would suggest, don't be too friendly with all the neighbors. Not initially. Wait, check everybody out because there's a guy here that is the cards are, they're suggesting to be careful of. He's very pest, you know, and he'll be knocking on your door day and night.
Yeah, that sucks. Anytime you move into those places, you just don't know.
You don't know what you're getting.
And they say life is a gamble, but, you know, that always is. And then you sign a lease.
That's creepy.
Well, but you just don't know.
He could be a little old man.
Could be just a pain in the ass old man that's harmless, right?
Yeah. And
but a nuisance.
Yeah, and he just wants to have company.
You know, they get a little nosy, like, oh, I didn't see you come home last night at 6. I got worried or something. It's like, mind your own business.
They do. That's true.
Yeah, I was worried about you. And sometimes that's kind of cool, you know, but other times, like, shut up. Go change your diaper.
Well, I see that things are going to turn around for you with this move that you are planning. I think it's going to be very good for you. Lots of good things.
Sehr gut.
Is it still going to be around like this summer or earlier?
I think it could be earlier.
Summer's not far
away. It's not that far away.
Daylight savings time, Saturday for us dumbasses that do it.
Already?
Saturday.
Wow.
Spring ahead. Saturday night.
They should just leave it there.
Yes. They should. Yeah. A lot of talk, but nobody does anything. That's
no.
Welcome to the United States. Okay, go ahead.
That's about it, Christiana. Your cards look really good, and I feel that life will start to really look up for you once your surroundings are different, and you feel, you know, real, like, a lot of serenity in where you're going. So, and then you won't have that, spirit bothering you at night.
Oh, that's an interesting subject. You think that's a thing about the place she's at?
Yeah, it's where her mother lives, I think.
Think it's not going to be at a new place? It's more where she's at now?
I think I think there's a few who have left spirits, but then there's other ones that kind of come and go. There's a woman that is said to be my aunt, but I don't know.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes they will jump on you. This is what Lisa, the ghost hunter, shared with me. She said, you want to make sure you leave them behind. So put blessings around you. Maybe sage yourself. You don't want her just, you know, taking up residence.
Unless you're okay with it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to say if they're attached to the place or they're attached to her. You just don't know until you move. She's not terrified.
Yeah.
It's not terrified.
Okay, well, now give her her...
Yes. The angel card says respect. There has been much help from people that you received. Be grateful to those that have done so. I don't know if she's received a lot of help. I don't know if it's spiritual help and from those that are beyond or people she knows, but it says, yeah, you're getting help and you should be grateful.
Maybe we all should for whatever we've got.
It could be, maybe it's the ghost thing or something like that. I just don't know.
I'm just getting a little impatient with things, but I am grateful still.
We're human.
You know what? Put it out to the universe in the manifestation. When the time is right, say, you will open that door for me. When the time is right. Because everything realistically happens in its own best way and time. Because I really don't believe there's coincidence. I think people show up in our lives when they're supposed to, and they exit our lives when whatever kind of business they had with us is gone, is over. I don't mean dying, too. I mean, that can be. But I mean, you know how some people just drift away.
It's just paths cross, and they don't cross forever, necessarily.
Yeah. So take care. Know how you're doing there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a little while since I've
All right. Take care.
Like
it. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Okay, bye.
We have a conundrum here. Look at this. Let's see what happens. Let's try this.
Okay.
Hey, Lisa, are you here?
Hello?
Let's try this. I think there's a glitch. We'll just Lisa, Hello? Are you here? Ah, there we go. Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
There she is.
Hey, I've been here. I've been talking to you.
You know what's happened is there's been like this big computer glitch where your number is on here twice, like a few different people.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
What's that?
What?
Turned up.
That's it.
He's with me right now, and I told him, I had to tell him some stuff. I said, oh, you know, people call in, and I'm trying to get the astrological signs for myself. And I left him in the project house, and I said, I got to go to the truck to talk privately. He says, well, you're going to tell me what they say? Anywho.
You're getting a lot of hellos from Facebook right now. So, others,
what are you,
I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, you all lovely. How do you pick him up? How do you pick him up right now, though?
And he's with you listening?
No, I'm in the truck by myself. He's in the house.
I had to be clear on that.
I was, but yeah.
Because a lot of times boyfriends or husbands start to get feisty with me.
He's neither.
Yeah. So, all right. How do I pick him up? How do I...
What do you see is going on with him right now, baby?
How's your day been?
The flavor, the flavor.
Did you have a good day?
Well, we went for the bike ride. What else did I do? I had to work. I was working. So I was separate, you know, working on my stuff. And then we talked on the phone a few different times. I mean, what does he want from me, do you think?
All right, that's where we're going. I'll need a minute here. Yeah, absolutely. All right, I'm counting these out.
This is a familiar question asked with a few different words differently. What does he want from her? So she means, what does she want from her today? Because she's asked this before.
Well, here's the thing.
Before.
The cards are very much like when you try to manipulate a search engine. You can ask the question straight up. But if you want more information, then you play and twist these cards a little bit.
I agree. I'm just pointing that out, that she's asked it before, and you do it all the time for yourself.
What do I do?
If you have some kind of conundrum going on or some kind of, you'll ask the same question over and over each day because things change, right?
They do. There's fluctuations.
So there's nothing wrong with that. I was just pointing out that she's asked it before. I'm not saying she should not do that. Actually, it's wise to do so. If you're a regular person.
And you know something, when you've met somebody new,
wise.
Like in a romantic sense, go and you go out on a date with that person, then you do a reading. After that date, it'll tell you everything. It'll tell you what the future's going to hold, how he really or she felt about you. You know, is this going to actually go anywhere? That sort of thing.
Right.
You and he are standing right together. I gotta hold these up. This is Lisa, and this is the neighbor, D. And this is, what did I tell you about the Two of Hearts, people? I said it's the best card in the deck. It's complete sense of fulfillment.
Best of the best of the best.
It is. I think it's higher. Ten of Hearts is the ultimate. Okay, like this card, which is not connected to these. Ten of Hearts is the best love card you can have. But love can be shaky sometimes. You know, some you can, and especially if you get involved with somebody that's kind of, I always hated this word, fickle. I hate that word, fickle.
Yeah, sounds
like a bad fickle.
I'm not on board with that word either. No.
And it can change, where Two of Hearts is a card of completeness. It's where...
Well, you know what? You know what? He's very fickle. He's very fickle. And I just, like, I don't know. She's holding my hand when we're walking and biking and I don't know.
Well, you wanted to know, Lisa, where he's at right now. And where he's at is completely into you.
Okay. I have a question. Is she okay if... It's exactly where it's at forever, right here.
That is a good question.
Hey, you know, Jimbo, you know what? You're aligned with one of my kids. Are you going to be okay if this turns out to be a date for the rest of your life?
Or if this is it. There's different levels of friendship.
And have you achieved the maximum level that it's going to be? Or are you okay with it being just like this? Or don't you know yet? Don't you know if you are?
Yeah, to our new people.
And you might not.
You know, the only thing I can do is continue the way I have, keep my dance card full. I just won't advertise it to him. And, you know, he shows jealousy, though, when I'm, we had dinner with our other neighbor, we invited him over. The neighbor and I had made dinner, and then we invited the other guy over. And I was starting to talk about something, and then I had to make it really clear that it was just women in the story. Because I could tell he was getting jealous. And then right now, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I just don't know. I just
right.
don't know.
Well, and there's
and then he's very careful. Very careful with me and his stories. He's very careful, you know, about other women. I don't know. I have no idea. This is up, down, sideways. You know, I just don't know.
Okay. Lisa, right. I want to update our listeners and watchers that we have been following you for some time now, daily, just about. And it's also to show the progression in my work. I am not just a quote-unquote psychic card reader. I have also credentials as an intuitive therapist and as a life coach. So what we've really been doing is trying to sort things out with you so I can illustrate to them what the heck I do, and this is what I do. And I've had some clients for 7 years now that I just present to them what I feel and what I'm perceiving from the deck without making any judgments at all, unless you say to me, tell me what to do.
And you can't.
And all I would do is guide you where you are starting.
You know, and the only thing, I feel like fucking crying right now. The only thing, and I might even have a confrontation with him, but the only thing I can do right now is just keep my dance card full and not advertise it to him. I could just kick him right now. I just really could. He's in the house. He doesn't even know. He's going to be shocked when he comes out and he finds me like this.
Tell them we told you a sad story.
Yeah, we had a puppy die.
Yeah. You know
what,
Lisa?
I'm sorry.
Tell them we had a puppy die, so you're sad for us.
Yeah.
He just kicked me in the stomach right now because he said something. And, I mean, he didn't really kick me in the stomach, but
we know what you mean.
I'm just going to have to keep. I just have to keep it going in my way and just keep the dance card filled.
Lisa, by not being transparent about this with him, it's like you're having an affair, like you're cheating on him.
What do you mean?
By not telling him, I'm going out with other guys and stuff. Why would this?
I'm not
going
to tell him that. I'm not going to tell him that. Because I'm just not, because then it moves it into a whole different energy. I don't know what, you know, he always tells me we have dinner every night, we make dinner together, but it's like Jimbo says, you know, it's just, I don't know, he said something right now that just really upset me, and I just, because he's always touching me, and it was the love you words. I don't know. Maybe this guy, Deb, you picked up that there's something wrong with him. Maybe there's something wrong. I don't know.
It's him, not her.
My sources, my colleagues at the office, feel he has a certain type of personality disorder.
Well, there
you
go. Really hurt right now. He has no idea that I'm collapsing right now. He has no idea. He's going to come out. I'll say your puppy died. That's what I'll say. But I'm just, oh, God. He hasn't even said, you know, I'll never hurt you. He doesn't do it deliberately. He doesn't do it deliberately. I know he doesn't. You know, we make plans. We have all these plans that we're going to hang out all day. Sunday, we're going to go Heather and Yonder. And then Thursday, tomorrow night, we're having dinner. We're making dinner again. And, you know, he's hanging on me. He's all over me. And then he says something that, oh, Jesus, help
can
me.
You tell us? Can you tell us?
What
he said to you? What he said?
We're going into the house, and I just couldn't resist it. It found him so irresistible. Usually I try to hold back. I try to let him make moves, and I just puckered up. I just puckered up, and I started talking like a baby to him, and I said, you talk like a baby, because he's from another region, and so he speaks like a dems and does kind of guy, and I love it. But he's very educated. He's very well-rounded. He's a Renaissance guy. And I said, you speak like, you know, the French speak like babies, too. I've told him this before. And then we go towards the house. I can unlock it. And then he said, oh, God. He said, you know, I live like a monk, don't you? And I said, well, it's okay for me to still like you. I can like you, can't I? But we've gotten past all that. And then, you know, and then he was telling me about this cousin of his. He said, you really would have liked him. He was a gangster. And I said, are you reading me wrong? I said, I don't hang out with people like that. I'm just so pissed at him. Sometimes, you know, sometimes he'll sing, and then he says later on he forgets that he tells me something. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. I have no idea. You know, he's the one that grabs me. He puts his face up into my hair. He says, we make a great team. We're a dynamic duo. I don't know. I'll just keep the dance card full. That's all. You know, when we're not together, I just head on out.
Well, how full can your dance card be if you guys are together about 90% of your waking moments?
He even said that earlier. I said I was telling him about one of my girlfriends about him and something that we were talking about. And then he said, well, we occupy each other's time a lot. But it wasn't a complaint. You know, I've done this to myself. I have fucked myself with this stupid fucking relationship. It's not even a relationship. I'm just going to carve out the time because he does have stuff he has to go do on his own, and that's when I'll just get on my own.
Tomorrow is another day, and she's a little...
I'd like to share something with you, if it's okay, because it's put out to the public here. From somebody that's been with us for a bit of time now, her name is Catherine.
She's in Florida.
And she wrote something very nice here toward you. I'd like to read it to you, if you'd let me. Okay, she wrote, this is exactly the way I used to be when I was engaged to a man. He had a borderline personality disorder, manic depressive, narcissistic, rich. And after I couldn't take another day of crying, I broke it off 6 weeks before the wedding. 14 years later, he still takes up space in my head. Said I get where Lisa's where she's about, where she's at. So that was to you and others like Cho are saying. Maybe it's time to bring a close to this chapter and you know, move on. And I mean, these people are being very sensitive, but you know, when you're on the outside looking in, it can take on a whole different look.
Well, you know what? This is the thing. I have to move, and I'm not going to move, but I do have to move. I mean, we're right there in each other's pockets. I'm going to tell him what's going on right now. I'm going to sit down, and I've told him this. We've done this over and over again in different stages. I don't know. You know, you can't force someone to have a relationship with you the way you want it. You just can't.
But what I think you guys have is a trauma bond here where there's excessive highs and there's super lows.
Okay.
And it becomes like an addiction to the dopamine and the other chemicals.
No, you're right.
It's like two people where each of you are a life preserver for each other.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, the way he grabbed onto me, you know, and I just,
little weird.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I'm just so... I don't know what he's going to do. You know, I told him the other day, I told him like 2 weeks ago, I said, I really love you. And, you know, he doesn't step away from that. He just looks at me and then he starts talking, well, 50% of couples get divorces. You know, he does that shit. You know, we did that, what was that, Sunday? I don't know what day today is. And, you know, we spent all day talking about marriage and we read prophets saying, why does he do that fucking crap to me?
Yeah, good question. That is the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Does he get cold feet? Is that what it is?
You didn't really see it in the cars, did you?
No,
like
I
that.
Didn't. No, actually, I saw the two of you are closer during this reading than I've seen you in quite some time.
But they always
well,
stay close.
He's probably going to deny everything when I go in there and talk to him about this.
Well, let me share.
You know,
let me share one more thing with you. We have somebody with us who is called Neon Knights, and I believe they said they were in Manchester, United Kingdom. But this person wrote, he's not being considerate of you and how this is making you feel and the headspace it puts you in.
And most guys do that.
And I agree with that. He's not being considerate.
All right.
You know, maybe he's not dealing with the full deck is all I can start boiling this down to. I don't know.
There might be a lot of cards that have been lost for many years out of that 52 deck. You're right. There could be that.
I don't know. I don't know anyone else that would do this crap. I mean, Jimbo brings in the semblance of sanity, and you are, Deb, so purely psychic and good-hearted, both of you, you know, the chat room is all full of common sense. I mean, I think everybody, I mean, the mind is just blown by what's going on. I just don't know.
Well, the heart blinds the brain. It always does for every human on this planet. You are not alone. It always does.
Lisa, the minute he ever raises a hand to you, you're out of there, I hope.
You've already said that. Yeah.
Hey, you don't see that, do you?
No,
do you see
I
that?
Don't. But
no,
I know,
no, she doesn't have the cards down.
I don't know when they, you know, trip off the line. I don't know. Everybody's different.
What do you say, they?
People that have anger issues.
But not every guy does. Not every man does on this planet.
No, they'll usually hit a wall or slam a door or drive the car like they're going to kill you. But...
we're all psychopaths. That's the moral of that story. There's
you
no safe man on
that
the planet.
Category? Oh, my God.
Well,
oh,
she just said we all are. Don't get freaked out, Lisa. She just said every single one of us are.
I think that there's a threshold for anger in a man that where it becomes rage. And probably I don't see it for him at this point. I've never seen that. But I just wanted on a female-to-female level that if they do it once.
No, I have, I mean, I'm isolated. I have a lot of people that I know here and I know he knows that I know a lot of people and I just, excuse me, I've never been afraid of him. If I were, I would just get away. Sure.
Yep.
Are you sure? Because you said you don't want to tell him about other men.
Well, she's not afraid of him physically.
You hesitant because...
No, I'm hesitant because I just always think there might be a chance with him. That's all.
Hanging on to the hope. That's all. Yeah.
And it would change everything. It would just change everything. I don't want to see him with girls. I don't want to see him with girls. And I'm not gonna parade it in front of him. You know, I'll just keep it separate.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
Well, the time has come. The Lighted Goal Pathway card.
Oh, thank you, guys.
This was an interesting card because it's 11-11.
Oh, angels.
Angels are watching and guiding you to bring you to to your highest self. Most importantly, keep up your good work and have faith.
Thank you.
Have faith.
Thank you, all right, honey.
Well, thank you.
We expect to be here tomorrow night.
Wednesday's a pretty good, yeah.
It's pretty
good chance.
Yeah.
Pretty hump day because it's hump day. Excited. Hump day.
I'm going to hang up now. Take care.
I will put you on mute if you hang up. That is your call. Thank you, Lisa, and good luck, and call us back. And, the whole world has come to an end. Well, block talk. Both calls just happened to drop. It's really interesting. It had nothing to do with anything. There still are folks listening. But I think we can do our blog talk closing since there's nobody on hold.
Take care.
You have to remember people listening.
Yeah, they do.
Word up, dog.
Word up.